I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Today, Vice President Mike Pence addressed the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem, and he said that his boss was going to make good on a promise.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. And as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to immediately begin preparations to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Of course, following through on the promise to move the embassy building would be a further divisive move on Mitty's policy for the White House. So let's run down some recent developments. Trump has slashed aid to the Palestinians and publicly embraced Saudi Arabia. Then there's a recent decision to return to a policy of pursuing regime change in Syria. What does this all add up to? Borzu Daragahi is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, and he joins us from Istanbul. So these actions and statements, Borzu, are certainly disruptive. Some critics might say they're incoherent. But from where you are in Istanbul, what does it all look like?
I mean, it's hard to figure out what U.S. policy is about at this point. But it seems that in many ways it's contradictory. And also, I think that it's kind of extraordinary with regard to, for example, certain ongoing conflicts, how the U.S. can't seem to really make any new friends, so to speak. So, of course, you know, the U.S. And the Trump administration have a solid relationship with Saudi Arabia and with Israel. But, you know, they seem to be alienating just about everybody else at this point. And that includes the Palestinians. Syrians and Iranians, they couldn't give a hoot about. So I think that's pretty understandable that there are not good relations there. But also allies such as Turkey, relations are strained. And also the Kurds of both Iraq and Syria, relations are very strained at this point. There's a lot of questions about where this is all headed and whose side the U.S. is on.
So we're going to hit a lot of these points in the next few minutes. But tell me what you see as most contradictory about U.S. policy toward the Mideast right now.
I mean, on the one hand, I mean, there's so many different things. I'm not sure if it's hard to qualify which is the most contradictory. I mean, I think the biggest thing is patching up relations with Russia. On the other hand, confronting Iran. Well, I don't think that's going to work, really, because the Russians and Iranians are very closely allied, and they have a sort of agenda that's very much in tandem. So if you oppose the Iranian project, you're in many ways opposing Russia as well. On the one hand, they needed the Kurds of both Syria and Iraq to help fight against ISIS. But, you know, supporting those Kurds and continuing to support them has very much upset Turkey, which is a NATO partner and ally. And meanwhile, you know, Turkey has made a number of requests of the United States, none of which the U.S. has fulfilled. And so, you know, in a way, it seems like many people feel that the U.S. is letting them down, but, you know, at no real advantage to its own ends.
Yeah, it's like a stranger came in the room and just rearranged all the pieces on the chessboard. Over the weekend, here's an interesting example. Mike Pence was in Jordan meeting with King Abdullah. And historically, Jordan's been a strong U.S. ally. But what was the sense you got after that meeting between Pence and King Abdullah?
Jordan is not very happy at all with the U.S. and its decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to eventually move its embassy up there. The Jordanians are not happy about it at all. They feel it's disruptive. It makes the U.S. even more toxic. The Jordanian establishment plays a very delicate game. On the one hand, it has excellent security and political and economic relations with the United States. On the other hand, it has a population that's half Palestinian, and it sort of walks this precarious tightrope in the region politically and geopolitically. And so this just complicates matters for it. It makes it much harder to be a U.S. ally for countries like Jordan or even the Gulf states to a certain extent. It's seen as gratuitous. It was, you know, messing with a good thing. And I think that many people, many leaders understand that this was, you know, in many respects, this decision, they see it as a cynical domestic ploy by a weak president who needs to shore up his base by giving them something. The cynicism of that, it makes it even worse. It's not out of principle or ideas. It's just this, you know, short-term political gain. And they understand that in this part of the world because they understand U.S. politics. And that makes them even more wary and untrusting of the U.S.
So back to the big picture, Borzu, what is your sense in terms of coherence and vision of Trump White House Mideast policy?
I think that the way that the U.S. is operating right now is completely based on domestic political considerations. And I think that that is a only way to explain some of its moves. And it has, you know, to some extent, ceded the ground to other players. Let's just take one example. You know, this whole move with Turkey, this in the last few days, is a really undercovered move on the part of the Turkish government to basically invade a part of Syria and attempt to topple the ruling establishment of the Syrian Kurds. And the ironic thing is that you have U.S.-trained and armed Syrian rebels that are aligned with Turkey fighting U.S.-trained and armed Kurdish rebels that are aligned with the U.S. So this is the kind of pathetic and contradictory situation of the U.S., a situation that could turn catastrophic.
So, Borzu, are we looking at a kind of a more formal alliance between the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia against Iran and Russia and maybe Turkey? I mean, does this formalize things that kind of feel like they've been unofficial for a while anyway?
Well, I mean, that alliance that you kind of describe has been in the works really for decades.
Right.
You know, this sort of alliance between the so-called moderate Arab states, the U.S. and Israel, against the Russians, the Iranians, the Syrians, and maybe even you could include China in that, the people who are against U.S. hegemony in the region. So, I mean, is it turning into something formal? Actually, it could have turned into something more formal if you didn't have this sort of own goal of this Jerusalem move. Makes it almost impossible for Saudi to come out openly and sort of form an alliance with Israel and the United States, because that would basically cede its position in the Muslim world and the Arab world. They would no longer be able to claim a leadership role if they were to partner with Israel and the United States at this point because of that Jerusalem move. And this is why a lot of the U.S. moves seem rather incoherent, is because they are incoherent, because they don't make sense and they contradict U.S. aims.
Borzu Dargahi of BuzzFeed News. Always great to get your take on these things. Thanks for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.